she pulled on my groin area twice. I think I felt a couple jerks, and then after that, she just, you know, cut it off.
Oh, the humanity.
We're on a mission from God.
With karate, I'll kick your ass. Here to Tiananmen Square. Oh, yeah, motherfucker. I'm gonna kick your fucking dairy hair. Yeah, yeah. You broke the rules. Now I pull out all your pubic hair. Kyle betrayed me and then he lied, tried to hide, and I died deep inside, and you know the reason why. I'm gonna kick your ass from here to right over there. Oh yeah, motherfucker, I'm gonna kick your fucking dairy, yeah, yeah, yeah. You broke the rules, now I'll pull out all your pubic hair.
Hello and welcome to Gabe's Superhero Show. I am your host Gabe, and this is episode 9. We've got a lot of stuff to get to here this week, not the least of which, my new baby. On May the 4th, Haley Michelle Russo was welcomed into the world. Mom and baby are doing fine. She's about 2 weeks old now, and she was 6 pounds 2 ounces, a little bitty peanut, and just as cute as you can imagine. So we got the new baby around here. Lots of things are going to be changing and whatnot. We're already, speaking of changing, we're already having a good time. We enjoy the baby, which is good, because, you know, if we didn't, that would be a drag. But she's a really good baby, and she is chilling right now, sleeping. It's Friday about 4 o'clock, quarter four, as I record this from the comfort of my studio here in downtown Dahlonega, Georgia. I am monitoring the baby right now, see when she wakes up, so this podcast may be cut a bit short. Who knows, maybe not. She may sleep for the entire time, hopefully. I'm going to try and keep it to about 20 minutes, which is what I've been trying to do, 20, 25 minutes. I know it was a bit long before. Anyway, like I said, there's a lot of stuff to cover. I want to thank everybody for tuning in here. I thought a nice thing to clue everybody into might be, I went and did a search for free magazine subscriptions online, and now I'm getting a manga quarterly. I forget the name exactly, but it's a quarterly book, and it's like 300 pages long or something ridiculous. And they will send it to me for free for a year, which is, you know, pretty cool just for signing up. There are no free comic subscriptions that I could find. I thought, you know, all these free things online. But so we're getting the manga quarterly. We're also getting Newsweek, which was free. That was kind of nice. Like I said, I just typed in free magazine subscriptions. And you don't even have to, you know, I had to enter my email. I didn't have to, you know, sign up for anything or anything like that. So ended up getting Newsweek because I wanted to keep up with what old Georgie's doing. Georgie Porgy. I watched The Daily Show and The Colbert Report nightly, basically, to keep up with that also. But Newsweek gives maybe a slightly more serious, you know, handling of what's going on. And frankly, I've been getting it for a couple of weeks now, and there ain't a damn thing going on that's any good at all, doesn't seem like. So you know, let me get off my soapbox, but let's get out there and shake the tree a little bit and vote these chumps out of here. They're running the country like Enron. It's all bloated at the top, and they're stealing money hand over fist and giving it to their cronies, and anyway, it's despicable and disgusting. Anyway, on to the comics. This is Gabe's Superhero Show, not Gabe's Soapbox Political Rampage Show. I wanted to plug a website that I saw. I got plugged it before, but it's worth doing again. It's worth going to. Anyway, it's Spoilt, S-P-O-I-L-T, exclamation point, And that is HTTP, what is it, comicspoilers.blogspot.com. And for all the people out there that, you know, can't afford to get all the books they'd like to and they want to keep up with what's going on, they just have they have plot synopsis and what happened in each particular issue. They don't do it for every comic on the market, but they're always on the lookout for people to review the comics that they do read and send them in. And the more it grows, the more people like me who just flat out can't afford comics right now, but I want to know what's going on. So I go on there and check what's up with Robin and what's up with JLA and all the Batman books, Infinite Crisis. Shoot, there's a bunch of them. A bunch of Marvel books also. It seems to be all Marvel and DC books. So anyway, that's Spoilt, S-P-O-I-L-T, and it's comicspoilers.blogspot.com, and that's a fun website. It keeps me up to date, frankly, because otherwise I wouldn't have any idea what's going on. You read Wizard, but, you know, you're still, it's a few months back and out of date and this and that. So anyhow, like I said, check that out. I'm sure they'd appreciate it. And I'm in no way affiliated with them at all, so, I get nothing out of this. I just like to see it succeed and see more reviews on there. So anybody out there listening, that would be kind of cool. I would do it, but I'm just a lazy bastard, so I barely find the time to do this, and I have half a page of notes in 2 weeks, so, and flying right on through it this week, boy, let me tell you. There's no telling when this baby will wake up. And I got to be ready. I got to be ready, bottle in hand, and nose clips and rubber gloves and the whole nine yards. Nah, it's not so bad. Anyway, getting back to something that I used to do is the top six this week. Just something simple and quick. It's the top six super teams, in my opinion. Basically by power, let's say. Now, you know, anybody who disagrees with any of these, feel free to email me or give me a call. If you email me, it's comrg@podomatic.com. Or you can email me at comicartgabe@yahoo.co.uk, because I am just so much of an Anglophile that even my email is .uk address. Anyhow, on to the top six teams as ranked by me. Number six, the Titans. The Teen Titans, the Titans, whatever. You know, fairly powerful lineup. They are kind of the second stringers, the also-rans of the JLA, sort of. Number five, Fantastic Four. I know there's only a few of them, but they could take out the Titans, in my opinion. They have taken, you know, on some of the worst threats in the Marvel Universe and come out on top. So, yeah. Now, on to number four, I've got the X-Men. Now, I'm talking about your classic X-Men lineup, you know, Cyclops, Wolverine, Storm, Colossus, you know, every X-Man that there has ever been. Just a classic lineup. I think they could take the Fantastic Four and the Titans. But then they would be brought down by number three on our list, the Justice Society of America. I understand that their new book has been canceled. I'm not sure if they're bringing another one, you know, if they're just rebooting it or what. I think they're rebooting it, but I'm not sure. Anyway, but they are the classic, you know, super team. They've got Dr. Midnight and the Flash, the original Flash, Stars and Stripe. Yeah, there's just a bunch of them. There's the boxing cat guy. excuse me. The original Green Lantern. There's a bunch of them. Wildcat, that's who I'm thinking of. Anyway, they are number three on my list. Like I said, if you disagree, please, you know, feel free to let me know. That's fine. Number two, maybe I'll send you some free comics. Number two, the Avengers. once again, classic lineup. I don't read Marvel Comics, but the classic lineup of the Avengers, you know, Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, Jarvis, Hawkeye, and I don't know, a couple other. I'm not sure who else you want to throw in there, but they have some of the most powerful beings in comics on their squad, but they fail in comparison to, number one, the Justice League of America. You've got basically three Supermen, and even though one's a woman, with Wonder Woman and John Jones, the Martian Manhunter, and Superman, all in up in that upper echelon of power. Then you've got Green Lantern with the most powerful weapon in the universe, and Batman, who is woefully out of place on the Justice League, but there he is, and I'm not interested in reading books and reading about the JLA that doesn't include Batman, oddly enough, but he is, like I said, just woefully inadequate for that team. He should not be in space. He's more of a street level. Anyhow, the JLA, number one, Justice League of America, in power, ranks of power. Now, I didn't include, I didn't even take into consideration, like, the Guardians of the Galaxy. I just don't know enough about them. The other, the DC super people, in the 30th century, the Legion, I don't know hardly anything about them except for they're just amazingly silly, and I've never been interested at all. So, you know, but they may, somebody out there may think they've got their more power on their side, and that may be, well, that may be true, but anyhow. So that was my top six: Titans, Fantastic Four, X-Men, JSA, Avengers, and JLA. I don't know if anybody's seen, I guess by now everyone has seen previews of X-Men 3. Looks fantastic. I can't wait. May 26th, I guess. So that's what, next Friday or something like that? Really looking forward to seeing that. I think that'll be cool. Even with the director moved on and all that, I think that they're not going to miss a step. And what I've seen of Superman, speaking of the director, Bryan Singer, he left X-Men to go direct Superman. What I've seen of Superman, obviously I'm going to see it, and I'll reserve most judgment, but what I've seen of the previews so far have left me pretty well unimpressed. And the toys I've seen in Walmart, I'm not like a big toy collector or anything, but I always check them out, you know, wandering around, and the new line of toys from the Superman movie are just almost as lame as you can think. One of them comes with a safe, because cracking a safe is really it's really something exciting that the kids can do. And I'm sure there's a scene of that in the movie, I guess. If they're selling a toy of it, then there's a scene of it in the movie. And do we need to see Superman breaking into a safe? I mean, I think that goes without saying that he's super enough to do that. Anyhow, like I said, I'm going to reserve judgment. I've only seen a couple of previews, and they've been short. But I'm definitely going to see that when it comes out, for sure. As well as X-Men 3, I think that looks really just, that looks excellent. So we're all looking forward to seeing that. Speaking of movies that are coming out, the new Wizard magazine, their Wizard special, the year-end, I guess, movie preview issue, has all the skinny on every comic-based movie project out there, pretty much. And there are some fun ones coming out. The Ghost Rider movie is apparently finished, starring Nicolas Cage. It'll be coming out in 2007. Supposed to be released this year, and I don't know exactly what the problem was. I don't remember if they went into it in the article. But there's that. There's a Tenacious D movie, which, you know, whether comic-related or not, it's just cult enough for all of us geeks to know and love. Tenacious D sang the song at the top of the show, Karate, with Karate I'll Kick Your Ass, from here to right over there. That was at the top of the show, by the way. It was just a montage of stuff that I found online, and I found the John Bobbitt thing, and then the Oh the Humanity kind of went along with it. And, you know, what would I do if someone did that? Karate I'd kick their ass, and I'd be on a mission from God to do it. So a little montage of things. I try and build a little scene to get my listeners, you know,
more involved with the program. Anyhow, that's we're looking forward to all these movies coming out. Apparently, the Superman movie is it takes place after Superman 2. But so after he's left, Superman has apparently put Luthor in jail and then left the planet. And I don't know, out of guilt or whatever reason, and now he's returned in this in the latest movie. He's back on Earth, and but Kevin Spacey as Lex Luthor. Oop, that's the baby starting to cry. Little Haley Michelle, she's about to wake up. She's just kind of cooing right now. But anyhow, I'm gonna wrap this up. We're looking for, like I said, looking forward to that. Kevin Spacey, anything he's in is good. So, you know, Superman, it's not gonna be terrible regardless. And it'll be good to see Superman up on the big screen again. Maybe he'll get his due. I've been selling stuff, just a little personal note, I've been selling stuff on eBay. I'm trying to build my little eBay business here since I'm off work for a little while and Mandy's off work for the next 8 weeks or so. I mean, I'm still working I'm a painter and still working occasionally, not a house painter, but an art painter, faux finisher and murals. So, you know, the jobs, I work when they come, but for extra money and just for, I'm trying to build a eBay business, going to yard sales every weekend and then, you know, turning around selling stuff on eBay and going through the house generally and selling stuff. It's been 2 weeks and I started out with $10 and now I'm up to 40. So, hey, that's pretty good. You know, if I can make, I've only been doing it nickel and dime here and there. So I'm just hoping that at the end of the month, you know, maybe end up with a couple hundred bones. That'd be okay. We'll see. But I bought a book on eBay, and I've been reading that and putting my plan into action. And we're at about 18-19 minutes right now. That's pre-editing, and I mostly edit out all the ahs and ums, but there's one. There's another one. I would like to say thank you to all the listeners out there. Anybody who's listening, I really appreciate it. I think it's cool. I think this is just, I can't go on enough about podcasting. And I listen to a bunch of shows out there. Typically, just so you know, I listen to the Philly Sportscast, which is by three guys or four guys out of near Philadelphia who talk about the Philadelphia Eagles, the Flyers, the Sixers, and the Phillies. I get a kick out of them, so I listen to them, and I listen to Comic Geek Speak on a regular basis, and then I kind of just troll around and find ones that sound interesting, or I don't listen to any of the professional ones, oddly enough. I just listen to people in their living rooms or in their basements drinking a beer and talking a bunch of shit. Pardon my French. But I enjoy it. It's like the shortwave radio for the next millennium or something, I guess, except for you're not talking exactly to... Well, anyhow, I'd like to say thanks to all you people out there who listen. The podcasting community appreciates it, I suppose. Let me go ahead and give you my email address again, that if you'd like to get in touch with me, that is comartg@podomatic.com. That's comartg at podomatic, podomatic.com. My phone number, which is on my podcast page, if you'd like to check that out. And that number is 206-338-6484. That's the audio comment line. Or you can email me at comicartgabe, comicartgabe, at yahoo.co.uk. Or, well, and while you're doing that, you can go to my, if you're listening to this, then you probably already know where it is, but it's comartg.podomatic.com, http://comartg.podomatic.com. is my show page. So you can email me at either one of those addresses. You can call me on that line, which would be great.
please do go visit my podcast show page just for the stats, so I can brag to no one who cares about how many people are listening. And if you're not listening, at least looking at the page, let me you know what, you can check out some art pardon me, you can check out some art of mine at photobucket.com, and that's what is my address there, hang on, and that's photobucket.com/albums/V 378/comartg, comartg, and there's where I have some art, and that's about it. Yeah, some comic strips, some comic book pages, black and white, pen and ink stuff, and then some just illustrations, pen and ink illustrations. Comic strips are they're just comic strip, basically autobiographical, called Surly Guy, and it's about my, well, his adventures in the world where people just are too stupid for words and make him mad. And he's generally a surly guy, hence the title. The comic book pages, meaning, well, you know the difference between a comic strip and a comic book. The comic book pages are from a book called The Chronicles of Oryk that was self-published in 96-97 with a writer partner of mine, Richard Howard. Let's see, what else is on there? I think, and then the illustrations are just stuff that I did and tried to sell. So anyway, that is it for Gabe's Superhero Show, episode number 9. I hope that everyone has enjoyed themselves, and I hope that you will join me for episode 10, in which we change diapers on the radio. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what we'll do, but we'll talk about some stuff, mostly about what I did and some personal stuff, and a tiny bit of comic stuff, and we'll keep calling it Gabe's Superhero Show, even though it really doesn't fit, but that's what I like. So maybe we'll just call it the Gabe Show. D-Bag Show. That's Gabe backwards, not a bag of E. So anyway, good. This is Gabe signing off from my studio high atop the ground in Dahlonega, Georgia, and I will talk to you all later. Bye.
With karate I kick your ass, get to Tiananmen Square. Oh yeah, motherfucker, I'm gonna kick your fucking dairy hair. Yeah, yeah.